look up here, and we actually have several candles up here. And this first one right here is what we call our memorial candle. Some of you are nervous. I was a Boy Scout, and the Boy Scout motto is, there you go. We actually have three of these on stage. Here's the important thing. That's our memorial candle. It's our memory candle. Everybody in this room has grieved the death of someone that you love. Even now, you're imagining a face. You can still see that smile. You can still hear that laugh. And if someone were to ask you about that person or persons, you could tell story after story after story. And so I light this candle in honor and in memory on this Christmas Eve of those who've enhanced our lives so much, and we miss them. Let's just have a moment of silence, shall we? Lord, we thank you for our loved ones and all that they added to our lives. We remember them, we miss them. And Lord, I ask that you might be the comforter of our hearts here this afternoon. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. And then I move over here to the Advent candles. And these four surrounding candles representing wonderful gifts that the Lord brings to us. Hope, joy, love, and peace. But all of that is possible only because of the coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus indeed had a birth date, but he did not have a starting point. He is eternal God, and Jesus did not arise up out of history. He descended from heaven down into history. God above us became God with us and for us. And it is Jesus alone who can provide meaning and purpose, and most importantly, salvation. And how does he do it? Through his sinless life, through his sacrificial death. He didn't just die for you, he died a particular kind of death for you. Through his sinless life, his sacrificial death, and his bodily resurrection from the grave. And so this candle we light in honor of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Nothing can ever be the same again since Jesus has come into our world. And you will never be the same again when Jesus is your Lord and your Savior. Hey, if you're going to applaud, applaud. Everybody, listen. Jesus Christ is worthy of every ounce of adoration that he receives. I'm going to ask at this time my wife, Martha, and my two grandsons that are here, James and Jude, to come up here with me. For our candle lighting, they're going to help me. You know, the light of Christ touches someone, and then you're able to just pass it along to someone else. James is 7, stop with the ages right there. Actually, there was once a minister who stood before a church, and he had candles of different heights. He lit them. He said, "These candles represent a grandfather, grandmother, a father, a mother, a child. Which candle represents whom?" And someone said, "Oh, well, it's the tallest candle that represents the grandfather, and the next one the grandmother, and then the father and the mother, and it's that smallest candle that represents the child." And he said, "Oh, no, you have it backwards. It's that tallest candle that represents the child. Because, Lord willing, they will have many, many years to let their light shine for Jesus Christ. You know, my candle is shorter. I pray that James and Jude and all of our boys and girls out here, I hope you've got tall, long candles to live boldly for Jesus Christ. Now, what we're going to do, you know, Jesus touches the life of one person, and then what do? We pass it along. And so I'm going to ask some of you to just come up here. James, why don't you come over here with me? And let's just start passing the light of Christ around this room. And let's watch the room fill. Christ begins to spread around the room and fill the room. Let's be singing together, please.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
Hold your light up there for a moment. Just hold it up. Look around the room. It started with one, and then the light began to spread. One time Jesus said these words in John chapter 8. He said, "I am the light of the world," speaking of himself. "And whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." What does that mean? Jesus illuminates us. Outside in. We're in darkness on our own, but he shows us the way to God He shows us the way to purpose. He shows the way to salvation. Now, I want us to make a declaration, just heart to heart, this gathering to Jesus himself. I want us to declare to him, you are the light of the world. You ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. You are the light of the world. One more time. One, two, three. You are the light of the world. Now bring that candle down for a moment. Jesus said something else that's pretty amazing. This time he's speaking to you and me. And he says these words. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven. In other words, you are God's strategic plan to take his hope, his love, his joy, his peace, his grace, and his truth into every dark corner. Now, I've got another declaration I want you to make, and that is, we are the light of the world. You ready? Hold up that light. One, two, three. We are the light of the world. And you might say, oh my goodness, it felt awkward to say that I can be the light of the world. You're like the moon. Someone walks out some night and says, oh, the moon is so bright. The moon has no light of its own. All the moon can do is what? Reflect the light of the sun, S-U-N. And we really have no light of our own, but here's what we can do. We can reflect the light of the Son of God. Let's sing together one more time, Silent Night. Pray. Lord, I thank you for this light. It's your light. Father, I pray that you might move in every heart that's here. Forgive our doubt. Break our hardness of heart. Renew our hope. Renew our yieldedness to you. Lord, help us to be the ones who shine the light and the love, the grace and the truth of Jesus Christ. And we invite you to do your work in our lives. You indeed are the light of the world. You show the way, and we want to follow. This we pray. This we celebrate today. In Christ's name, amen.